Before we get going this morning, I want to remind you, you can follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook and get the links to the stories that we talk about every single day. And please give us a follow on Instagram as well for some fun pictures relating to all of the stories on the Morning Crunch Wrap. We do appreciate it. And now let's get to it. This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, April 12th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: McGill dumps Redmen team name after calls from Indigenous community. The Montreal University makes a long-awaited decision regarding name change after a lobbying effort. So Montreal's McGill University has announced it's going to change the name of its men's varsity sports teams, the Redmen, after calls from Indigenous students, faculty, and staff saying the name is discriminatory. Susan Fortier, the principal and vice chancellor of McGill, announced the decision by email to students Friday morning, saying it was based on new principles of commemoration and renaming that the university established in December of 2018. Saying today, Redmen is widely acknowledged as an offensive term for Indigenous peoples, as evidenced by major English dictionaries. She said the derogatory meaning does not reflect the beliefs of generations of McGill athletes, adding, "We cannot ignore this contemporary understanding. Intention, however benign, does not negate prejudicial effect. Inclusion and respect are at the core of our university's principles and values. Pejoratives run contrary to who we are as a community." She said that a steering committee would be set up to determine a new name for the teams through consultation. Now, since the late 1920s, the men's teams have been known as the Redmen. According to the university, the name stemmed from the colors worn by the team. However, Indigenous symbols, connotations, and unofficial nicknames were propagated by the press and fans. Usages of the name Indians to refer to men's teams began as early as 1938, and in the mid-60s, women's teams began being referred to as the Squaws or Super Squaws. Images of Indigenous peoples were also found on McGill jerseys and helmets for the football and men's hockey teams between 1981 and 1991. Now, the university's Task Force on Indigenous Studies and Indigenous Education released a report back in 2017 in response to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action. The task force issued its own recommendations, including one to change the varsity team's name within 1 or 2 years of the report. A third-year political science student and member of the First Nations in Alberta has been campaigning for the name change for over a year. He added, "It's an incredible feeling. I was quite worried that this was another delay, stalling tactic by the administration to wait out the current student representatives and activists in order to not have to make a decision while these students are still here. So I'm quite excited to see that they took the stance they did." Back in October, he helped organize an on-campus demonstration, an online petition that garnered more than 10,000 signatures in support of the name change. The story goes on from there, but the bottom line is they're changing their name. Now, in Canada, the term Indigenous peoples is basically what we call in the U.S. Native Americans. So that's what they're talking about, and the name is a-changing. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Anybody who is upset by this, let it just sink in for a second what they're doing and why they're doing it. They're changing a name because it turns a whole race of people into mascots. And again, they said it in the statement, no matter how benign it may be, it's still discriminatory. If you are someone who is not Native or Indigenous, and you've got a hot take on this, that how dare they, and it's a long tradition, and how can they, it's time for you to just maybe keep those thoughts to yourself. First of all, this isn't about you. This is about a group of people who have been treated poorly in both Canada and the U.S. In fact, most places in the U.S., changed the names of their sports teams quite some time ago. The St. John's University in New York were also known as the Redmen back into the 80s and early 90s when they changed the name. Syracuse University even changed their name from the Orange Men to the Orange. High school teams across the country have dropped names like Indians and the like. The holdouts seem to be teams like the Cleveland Major League Baseball team, the football team in Washington, D.C., and even the Atlanta Braves, although they were not looked upon as discriminatory a name, the tomahawk chop that they do. Ultimately, changing the name of the sports teams at your university or even your high school has such a little effect on you. You may go, oh, but that's my memory. Well, great. The high school I went to closed. It doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't mean I don't have those memories of being a varsity athlete there, playing sports, representing them, being a Cardinal. And even if they were around and they said, you know what, we don't want to use birds anymore. We want to change it to something else. It wouldn't diminish my time doing that. And if you feel like it does, maybe you're putting a little bit too much credence in a name. I mean, what is in a name? Well, not much, unless it negatively defines who you are. And I think we can all understand that name calling isn't okay. And derogatory name calling isn't okay. And the fact that it's gone on for this long in the context of nicknames for schools and their sports teams, maybe we need to just reflect on it and go, is it really that big a deal? So when you see somebody on TV or in a newspaper or a blog or on Facebook really upset about this, ask them, why are you so upset? What about this is hurting you? How does this have a negative effect on your life and the lives of your kids and your family? And then maybe try to understand how something like this might have a negative effect on the lives of Indigenous peoples and their families and how they're regarded in society. And maybe don't make it all about you. Yeah, don't make it all about you. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.